Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12,415. Mary C. Harry Wolf seeks variances from the rear yard setback and side yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures, sections 115.25, 115.183 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Anchor Watch Loop within the marina at Peppers Creek subdivision. The 911 address is 31192 Anchor Watch Loop, Dagsborough. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 233, Map 7, Parcel 228.00. Staff would note the applicant is requesting, one, a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot required rear yard setback for an existing shed, two, a 2-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback for a proposed sunroom, and three, a 0.7-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback requirement to allow for the relocation of an existing shed. Staff would note that we've received 0 letters of support, 1 letter of opposition, and 1 mail return. The letter of opposition is from a local resident raising concerns about large sheds on small lots being unattractive and having a junky-looking appearance. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mary Harry Wolf, 31192 Anchor Watch Loop, Dagsborough, Delaware, 19939.
Thank you.
Albert Wolf, 31192 Anchor Watch Loop, Dagsborough, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yep.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm here on behalf of my wife. She's my ears because I'm hard hearing. We have a problem with a shed that was delivered, and with mitigating circumstances, where the placement of the shed is at the present time, was delivered, and we waited 3 weeks to have it delivered because of the moisture in the ground. The ground is so soft. The truck sunk, the trailer sunk, and where the existing trailer, the shed is now, is because of the mobility of getting it relocated. So that's why the shed, the big shed, is sitting on the property line, or a little bit over the property line, in fact. And if I would have been notified by protocol through the HOA, I would have had this corrected before. I was supposed to get a letter, 3 letters, through the HOA, which we didn't do, and some one of our illustrious neighbors took it upon himself to go right to you. I could have had this eliminated and correct it and came to you under different circumstances. So I know the one shed is in violation. I have no problem with relocating it. But the problem is there's not much room to relocate anywhere. I'm handicapped. My wife bought me the shed because my golf cart goes in there. I can't walk very far. And it's just, it's to the point where we had to buy a riding lawnmower. I can't walk to cut the grass anymore. So the shed is a necessity for us. And I have pictures to show you, if you would like, where the location of the shed is. I would, the variation on, the closest I can get it, it would be two feet off the back property line. And it's already 2 feet, 8 inches off of the west side of the property line on the easement side. There's a 12-foot easement between lot number 20 and 21, which is us. So I have no problems with that. I know ignorance of the law is no excuse. When we purchased this shed, we were told that we did not need a permit for anything under 400 square feet, which there again, it's my fault. But since then, we have purchased the permits for the sheds.
Who put your shed in?
Pardon me?
Who did you purchase the shed from?
Cedar, I think it's called Cedar.
It's right up there on 113 and...
Pine Barn.
It's Pine Barn? Yeah, Pine Barn, it's right up...
In Millsboro?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's right up there on the corner.
Pine Ridge.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you can move the shed that is on the property line or over the property line forward?
We can move it.
Can I show you a photograph?
Did you submit any photographs?
He has some, I think.
They should be part of the packet.
Can I show you a picture of it?
Yes.
We can move the shed, but it's going to be, make it very close to our house, bedroom windows.
I see.
My golf cart, bend in here, and about the whole horse. I know how to move it at least 3 feet this way to get it in.
Okay.
And when we move it up, it's going to come right up to our bedroom windows. It's going to be like maybe from here to there from our bedroom windows.
So let me get this straight. You went to your HOA to get a...
I have ARC. I gave a copy of my ARC through the HOA. It was approved.
For the 12 by 14?
Yes, ma'am. And also for the 6 by 8. That was 5 years ago.
And the 6 by 8 also?
Yeah, that was up against our house. That was no problem with variance, but it has to be moved if we get permission to build our sunroom, which that gentleman is going to be here for us.
For the sunroom that we'd like to build, we have Mr. Whalen.
So you're going to get rid of the 6 by 8 shed? Is that what you're telling me?
It's going to move around the side of the residence. That's where it's another variation.
The side of our house.
Well, that's where you have... Where is it now?
It's in the back of the house.
Okay, so you're going to move it around to the side. Oh. Well, it's not going to fit because you'd need a variance for that.
I put in for a variance for that.
Okay.
I need...
She's saying the shed in the back, that's going to be moved to the side?
No, this big shed. They have two sheds.
Okay.
The big shed is a 12 by 14. They can move it up 2 feet from the property line.
I can move it 3 feet. I'll move it 3 feet.
3 feet. He'll move it 3 feet.
All right. On the sunroom, would you like to have the variance on the sunroom?
I see it.
All right. It's 18 feet. The sunroom is going to be 9'6".
Okay.
Leaves a 8'4", which I need an 18-inch variance to put for the sunroom to make it 10 feet from the property line.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for the side shed, it's 10'3". The shed's 6'4". I need 3.9, so I need 15 inches on the side variance. It'll take it to 10'3". And for the variance on the sunroom, I have Mr. Whalen from Better Living. He needs this variance before he can apply to you for the permit.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say one of...
Go ahead.
I want to give you this. This is the back of the shed. There is no room back there. There's a big room in the back of our house.
You have scans of all of those.
Yeah, we have rooms.
You have a big what?
Brim. I'm not sure how you want to pronounce it, but it goes right up the back of our yard. There's nobody behind us, and there's privately owned property on the other side. But that's no way. If we move that shed forward, it's gonna give us a walkway, and it's gonna impede on my bedroom windows.
But you have to take into consideration the property owners on the back side. They have property rights also.
I understand that, but there's nobody behind us.
There's nothing.
But there may be someday.
There's a trailer. There's a mobile trailer behind us.
That owns property and built their house, and there's no way you can build anything on that.
It's a 9-foot berm behind us.
It's just a hill of dirt.
Okay.
Property behind them is HOA.
I cannot hear anybody unless you're at the podium, please.
Mrs. Harry Wolf, could you just pull the microphone just in front of you, please? There we go. Thank you.
The HOA owns the property behind us, so there won't be anything built on it. Right now, there's about 4 great big pine trees, and that's it. There's nothing. We can't even get out of it, really, like to cut the grass or anything with it.
Ann, can you zoom out a little bit?
Ma'am, what's the distance between your rear property line and the other property line behind you across past that berm? I see houses back there.
There's only one house back there. It's a trailer. It's a mobile home. People have bought property, and the trees and that great big brim and dirt separates us that we don't even see each other.
This is our property here. This is a berm that's about 9 feet high.
Well,
behind this is nothing but
and that's owned by the other people.
And then this man is a mobile home.
Well, that's fine, but he owns that property and he still has property rights. But let's go finish. We'll go through this. Does that conclude everything? And is there any questions?
No steps off the sunroom. It's going to be completely enclosed and part of the house. No steps?
Are there steps out of the sunroom?
It's going to be a closed porch.
Are there steps? If you'd like to speak, you can be sworn in.
Steven, can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Matt Whalen. My address is 4 Wall Street, Harbison, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Are there steps coming off the back of the sunroom?
Yes, we did plan on having steps off the back.
Well, then they would need to be...
Where?
Not coming straight off the back, but coming towards on the side here. Coming off to the side, that area there. They would be coming off
the side if you're facing from the rear. Nook?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So they're not going to project any further into the rear yard than the
No, they'll
sunroom.
Stay along the same plane as the sunroom.
The easement, is that just a swale in between the two properties?
Yeah, more or less. They have it. We bought that property. We were one of the first people in there. They only had like 4 houses built. We've been there for 5 years. And the property behind us is it's a very, very small area. It consists of nothing but the hill, and that's all HOA. It's common property back there, and it's not even big enough to even put anything on it. They'll never be able to build on it. There's nothing there. There's no room.
That wasn't what I was talking about. I'm talking about in between your lot and the lot to the, if you're looking at your lot, the lot to the left. They said there's an easement in there. Is that just a swale?
Is that a swale between our house? No, that's my next door neighbor. I'm sorry. This is all new.
The area you see here is approximately 2.5 acres. Where the gas tanks are.
Sir, it's
not there, Al.
Just to be clear, if you're going to direct questions, direct.
I'm sorry.
Don't ask questions of people in the audience if they want. If you'd like to have, understand?
Okay, I apologize.
It's a little difficult for the record to pick up those conversations.
No, I'm just getting an estimate of the area that water drains behind our house.
We're not talking about behind your house. We're talking about in between the two houses.
Between us and Chris.
You mean the easement between lot 20 and 21? There's a 12-foot easement between lot 20 and 21.
Okay.
That's a sewer line that runs through. That's why it's the easement's there. I'm hard of hearing, I apologize.
No, you're fine.
And I don't know.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, did you have something to add?
Just a minor point, Chair, on the the measurements. This drawing has been submitted, this new survey, that says 3.9 feet variance required in the side yard. I believe it's actually 1.25 feet. So I'd originally introduced this based on the annotation on the drawing as being 0.7 decimalized feet in the side yard from the required 5. Mm-hmm. I actually think based on this, it's 1.25. Based on these new annotations that have come in. It's a minor point of clarification. But
and to that point, Mr. Whitehouse, I think just to clarify the record, we're looking at a 2-foot rear yard variance for the sunroom, but also a 2-foot variance from the rear yard for the proposed steps, as they're not projecting any further than the sunroom, correct?
Correct.
So we would need that added. And then as I understand, the applicant has stated that he's willing to move the shed that's currently in the northwest corner so that it would be 3 feet from the rear yard property line, so there would need to be a 2-foot variance from the rear yard for that structure.
Correct. So 4 in total. Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Short?
When you undertook this renovation project or addition project, did you take into consideration the area that you're proposing to use for the sunroom as a possible area for a shed?
It's already there. That's the one we want to move to the side of our house.
And that shed currently complies with the setback requirement?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's up against our house, smack up against our house.
So I guess my question is, what is unique here that's causing the need for the sunroom variance?
I have no idea, because why do we need the variance for the sunroom?
Because it won't be 10 feet off the property line.
Okay. Did you look at doing a smaller sunroom?
I only need 18-inch variance. It's 18 feet from the setback to the property line. It's only going to be 9.6 wide.
I understand, but the board has to look at the record and say what is unique about this property, and does that uniqueness create an exceptional practical difficulty? And the other question is, can you build in compliance with the code? So what you're looking, as I understand it, is you have one shed that is not compliant, and you're proposing to, you say you can't bring it into compliance, but you can make it more compliant than it currently is, and that would be the one in the northwest corner.
Correct.
You have another shed which I understand does comply,
which is 6'8".
And what you're saying is you want to make that shed not comply so that you can build a sunroom that also doesn't comply.
I want to move it to the side of the residence.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things that you have to demonstrate is that the variances you're requesting are the minimum variances to afford relief, and that the exceptional practical difficulty is not being created by you, but is being created by some unique condition with the property. So is there some reason why you can't otherwise develop this in such a way that you're compliant with the code?
The way our house
is... The lots are so small, sir. You got 75 feet across the back, 104 feet down.
And
we've been squeezed. This whole neighborhood has been squeezed. It's almost impossible to do anything.
Are there any flooding issues on your property?
We had some flooding, some water, but ours has sort of been rectified.
Okay.
Do you have a garage?
A double car, yeah, it's built into the house.
And you can't take the stuff that you have in it, so you need two sheds and a double garage.
The shed is for the riding lawnmower and the golf cart.
You cannot have any recreational vehicles in your driveway.
I get the one shed. Why do you have to have this other?
I have a power washer and a generator and a snowblower in that small shed.
And he also fishes, so he's got some of his fishing equipment in there to cover for work with his boat.
But you do have a two-car garage?
Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions?
So you can't move that back shed anywhere else, get into, so you make the setbacks?
He had, for the sake of his mobility, he's 85 years old to begin with. He'll be 85 the 28th of February. He don't have too much mobility about him. So we got, the shed has two sets of double doors. We had the bigger doors put up so that he could drive the golf cart up into it without tearing the roof off of it, because that was the only alternative. So they put the bigger doors in there so he could drive it in there. The lawnmower is a riding lawnmower. We bought the smallest one we could find. And the lawnmower and the golf cart, believe it or not, takes up that, because you have to get the bagger on it and all that. So that all takes up space in there. Ma'am, I have a very large...
The only thing I'm asking, you can't move that shed up farther so they meet the setbacks? The one in the corner?
The one in the corner, we can move it, as I'm saying. We'll move it if you all say you have to move it. But when I do move it, it's going to be about that far from my bedroom windows. And we have to turn it that he can use the doors. Because as you see in the pictures, it's got two sets of doors. One in the front and one on the side.
He said he would move it. He could move it 3 feet off the line.
And he can move. He can move it forward, but it'll make it like a walkway between my house and that shed. And you won't be able to use both sets of doors. You'll just have to use the one door as an entrance door. You won't be able to get anything in or out of it, because you won't. It won't be wide enough to get anything in and out of it where you have to move it.
So you didn't think anything about that, setbacks or anything else when you put those sheds there? Being in violations.
I'm sorry?
You didn't think anything about it when you put those sheds there, you're going to be in violation?
No, we didn't. We were told when we bought the shed, we've only had this one shed for a year. The other one was 5 years old. We've had it for 5 years, and we never had any problem or anything about that one. So we went right back to the same place and bought the second shed. And if you buy any smaller one that we had, you could, but you wouldn't get your lawnmower and the golf cart in there. It would have been useless.
Okay.
And the people that at the that sold the shed, they didn't tell you had to have a building permit? Or?
No. And I'd take an oath on that for anybody, even a lie detector test, because we were told you had to have a... in order to have a building permit, it would almost have to be as big, or it would have to be as big as his office, which would put three of my sheds in there. So. Yeah.
And he didn't say anything about the setbacks.
They came down and marked it where they thought that the shed would be the best place to put it because of that berm or brim, whatever you want to call it, behind my house.
Who are they?
The people we bought the shed from. They came in and decided where it would be best to be placed. And then they got stuck in the mud and tore my yard and my next door neighbor's yard up. Okay. And we had to repair it.
Okay. I'd like to reiterate that the reason the shed is placed where it is at the present time is because he could not manipulate it anymore, and he had to put it right there. And it's been sitting there for almost a year. We had no complaints from the neighbors.
And our neighbors are on either side. Nobody has complained. We've got it where if one of our neighbors wrote a letter, if you have to go look for our shed, if you're out there walking, you have to really turn and look back to see it. It's we tried to make it invisible because of whatever. So,
are there any other variances in that neighborhood?
I think everybody's buying their sheds basically at the same place because it's close, it's a good price, and they seem like they're very nice people.
Yeah, so it costs you a little bit more when you have to come here.
rear yard setback, 2019, which was approved.
It's for a shed.
Addition.
12 by 14 addition.
And if it's anything that I can add, Mr. Luxemburger is in the gallery.
Okay. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, ma'am.
If you'll have a seat there, we'll see. Anyone else has any questions?
I do.
Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Would you like to speak? So, please come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
It's Chris Luxemburger, and the address is 31190 Anchor Watch Loop, Dagsburg, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello. I live next door to him, and my house is the one that you were just looking at with the variance, but and we've never had any problem with the sheds in his backyard, and actually it kind of blocks the long view back there. And just wanted to let you know that the berm behind his house there, it's about 20 to 30 feet from his property line over the hill to the property line in the back. So, and that area is all owned by the HOA and is supposed to be maintained and cut by the HOA, but they come through about once a year with a weed whacker, and that's about, and it, his shed actually doesn't disturb the property line, and there is a slight depression there where water accumulates, but eventually it drains off. So, but we approve anything he does with the shed or the addition to. The addition's not going to come out much further than his sunroom that he's already got on the house. So, other than the steps, I believe.
No, this says he's going to come out 2 more feet.
Beyond the house?
Mm-hmm.
It's behind the houses. Nobody sees it anyway. So, and like I said, we live next door, and it doesn't bother us at all. So I'm not sure about Dave on the
what
other side.
What lot was yours, 22?
Mine's 22.
How about the shed on the side? There's not a shed there now. Or
no. The shed's on the opposite side.
They're going to put a shed there.
He can. It doesn't bother me. The HOA allows for sheds to be on the sides of the houses. There's nothing in the rule that says you can't, except for the 5 foot from the property line. And if he's got 12 feet, I don't know what his distance would be. A 6 foot shed would only, it would be within 6 feet. So I'm not real sure how far out it's going to come, but it's a small shed that he wants to move.
Mm-hmm. Well, what he's proposed is that his shed would be 3.75 feet. From your property line on that side.
So you're saying that.
So what he's looking at
is about 4 foot off.
A little, about 4 foot off your property line. There's currently a shed that is to the rear of the property that is where the proposed sunroom will go.
Right, I'm familiar
with
the shed.
He's going to move that to the side and it will project into the side yard setback. So rather than being 5 feet as required, he's going to be 3.75 feet from your property line.
Yes, that doesn't. It's not a problem.
Okay.
But and that I believe that's another variance application that he put in for that separately.
It's part of the same one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's asked for variances for two sheds, a sunroom, mm-hmm. and a set of steps coming off the sunroom.
Okay.
That's what we have before us today.
That's okay with us.
You know, okay.
We live next door, so.
Thank you.
But the other people speak.
Thank you. Would anybody else like to speak?
Yes, I was. Swear it again.
Well, just state your name again. Go up to the microphone there.
Charles Simoneau.
Okay, and Mr. Simoneau has previously been sworn in this evening, Mr. Madam Chair.
Yes, I live across the street from him. And what you may not know is his house cannot even be seen from behind that hill. So the shed and his house and the room and all that there, that hill is so high. Piney Neck Road is what's on the other side with one resident, I think, one house back here. And that's when to say that the shed is too close to the property line or whatever, the property line is his property and the common ground. So it's not another person's property. So there's no problem there. And I have no problem with what they want to do.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to speak?
James Thomas Greenwell, Jr., 3841 Jetty Lane. I just want to say it.
For the record, Mr. Greenwell has previously been sworn in.
Yeah.
We're stating that for the record, as these are independent hearings, so you've already been sworn in this evening.
Yes, sir.
Stating that for the record. So, go ahead.
Yes, I've already been sworn in.
Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to say is that, as you can tell from our case, as well as his, the ground is very soft around there, and that is why there was an issue with the movement of his shed back in there. My house is directly on my back porch. I'm looking directly across in between Chris's house and his house, and there's no signs. You would actually have to walk back behind his house to see everything. I do understand he's going to be moving something on the side there, but as far as we're concerned, as our view or anything like that, it would not disturb us whatsoever.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? You'll have a time to come back and rebut anything that anybody says.
My name is Peggy Greenwell, 38141 Jetty Lane.
And Ms. Greenwell has previously been sworn in this evening.
Yes, I have been previously sworn in. I would just like to say Pine Ridge Barns, they do not tell you that you need a building permit. So what these people are saying is true. They do not tell you. They come out, deliver sheds. They basically tell you you don't need nothing except for the ARC approval. That's all you need. So I just wanted to make that clear, and we have no problem whatsoever with what they want to do.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition of this option? Sir, would you please come forward? State your name, because you have previously been sworn in.
My name is Ray Steele.
How are you? Good. I have some papers. Do you want them now or after I get done speaking?
Well, do you want us to look at them?
Yeah, you should look at them.
Okay.
I'll just briefly go over them and then give them to you real quick. One is an ARC application for the shed, 12 by 14. The other is a plot plan of where the shed is going, which I wrote in where the shed is. The third sheet is a short letter from the Wolfs to Seascape in regards to where that shed is going to be replaced, be placed 5 feet from both sides and rear property lines. Our fourth sheet here is our approval from Seascape with highlighted here, which I highlight, application is approved subject to the homeowner securing a shed permit from the Sussex County. Again, the ARC approval, and I have some pictures here. They're not the greatest, but I think you can understand what they are. Having said that, I didn't know they were doing a variance for their a sunroom or anything, which I really have no objections to that or anything.
So it's not the sunroom you object,
I object to the existing 12 by 14 shed, which is their property depth is 104.5 feet. It's been measured out twice, so there's no mistakes. The shed is 107.6 feet into an adjacent property. Granted, it is HOA property, but you can't encroach on property that's not yours.
Correct.
Period. I don't care who owns it.
How about the shed on the right side?
The right side is right behind the building. There seems to be no issues there. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. That's different. If you would like to come forward and have anything else to say about the person.
My husband said he would like to look at those papers if he could.
Okay.
Another thing I want to tell you, the house on the shed, the other shed that's not in question, is they say is not whatever right now, what it's a, it's a lean-to shed. It's just a half a shed. It's not a whole shed.
I know, but it still encroaches into the setback.
No, not the one that's there now. It's up against my house. No.
You're going to move it.
But what I'm trying to say is we didn't tell you, and I don't know whether he had a picture of it or not. It's a lean-to shed. It's only half of a shed. It has a slanted front.
6x8.
It's like half of one.
6x8 is what you have on your drawing. Is that correct?
Is that it?
What?
6x8, that shed?
It's 6x4x8.
Right.
Can I ask the question, please?
Sure.
There are letters there from Seascape that we were notified. Did he just present you with letters from Seascape that were sent to us?
Yep.
It's a lie. We never received one letter.
Well, I just want to see them. They said you can look at them.
They are forgeries.
No, they're not.
I'm sorry. We have not. I would have kept everything. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Calm down.
But you don't understand what we're going through in our community.
Albert, please sit down. Please, don't.
Once the board reads all this, we will hand it to you and let you see it.
And another thing, the gentleman that just showed you those papers.
Don't even live nowhere near us.
Just wait a minute now.
Okay.
He never came to our door. Okay.
We're not going there. We're going to stay on task of what you're asking for.
All right, what I want to know too. Thank you.
That's all we asked for.
I want to say he's not an assayer or whatever. This is the first time I've laid eyes on the man. He's been in our yard doing measurements, didn't come and knock on the door, say my name and such, who I am or what I am. And that's one thing that has upset me. I want to see his credentials where it gives him the proof to do it.
You need to take that up with...
And I will, if you'll tell me where.
Okay, I'm not going to listen to it.
Shh, that's it. That's it. Come on, sit down.
We'll stop it right here.
I'm sorry.
I got one more question to ask, ma'am. The shed on the side.
Yes, sir.
You said it's only got three sides?
The shed has... You normally have a shed that has two doors that open this way. We had a second set of doors that opens this way on the other side, so you could get in or out either way.
But
you're talking about two different sheds.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the big shed. The little shed is a half a building. It's a lean-to, and the back's right up flat to my house.
So you're in this 6x8 shed detach, it says. So your shed's going to be attached?
No.
We're going to take that shed
and move it to the side.
To the other side. They brought that in on pipes, and they can roll that anywhere.
But it's going to be attached shed to your house, right?
It's not attached now. They didn't attach it now, so I don't know why they would.
When you move it to the side?
Does it have to be? If.
But you only got three sides, and one side's open, right?
No, it's shut.
It has a door.
It has two sides and a back and two doors in the front, but it doesn't have a roof like this. It has a roof like this.
It's got a studio roof.
It's just the roof comes down. Like. It's not a whole shed, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but attach it to the high school.
No, they're just going to set it there.
Okay.
Is it supposed to be attached?
No.
Come and sit down.
When you get done with that, we'll let them look at it, and then I'm going to close the book.
And I've got a question for Mr. Whitehouse.
I'm going to move. I can't take this.
So, Mr. Whitehouse, I'm looking at the materials that were submitted by the opposition, and he's indicated from his testimony that that shed, the big shed, we'll call it, in the northwest corner, is actually over the line. And just doing my quick measurements, and this is where you come into play, it appears to me that the, just looking at what the drawings are, that the house would be approximately 17.6 feet from the rear yard. And I came at that by noticing the sunroom's 9.6 feet, and then we need an 8-foot variance, so I added 2, so it's 17.6. I don't know if that's right or wrong. But so if the house is 17.6 feet from the rear yard, that's how much playroom we've got there. Yep. What the applicant has proposed is that big shed would now be moved closer to the home. It would then be 3 feet off the property line. And as I can tell, it's 12 feet by 14 feet, and the 12 foot is the depth part. So now we are 15 feet away from the property line where that front part of the shed is. That gives about 2.6 feet for a door to be opened. Does that look right on your end as far as a geometry exercise?
I'd agree with all of that, yes.
Okay, all right.
Well, how in the world are they going to get the golf cart out?
Well, that was going to be my question for the applicant based on what they proposed, because I don't know if they're looking, and I was going to ask them a few questions, if I may, Madam Chair.
Would you please come back to the podium? Mr. Sharp has some questions for you.
They want us back. Calm down, please.
Sorry to have you keep coming up and down, sir.
That's
but
all right.
So what we're looking at, what I just had a discussion with Mr. Whitehouse about, was as based on the simple math that we've done, it looks like you have about 17.6 feet from the rear of your house to the rear of your property line. Your shed is 12 feet deep.
Correct.
The big one.
Yes.
12 feet.
Correct.
Now, you've proposed to bring that 3 feet off the property line, which means it's going to only be 2.6 feet from your house. How, and I'm asking this more as a functional question, because you've suggested that you could move it and use it, and I want to make sure that that's clear.
It's not going
to
be that simple.
Okay. How would you be able to use that if you were to move that closely?
Okay.
Okay.
That's why I asked for the variance.
Okay. Is it something that could be turned 180 degrees such that you could come around from the other side?
I would have to put it up against the house. It would block the whole side of the whole back of my bedroom windows and everything.
Okay.
It would be nothing there.
Thank you. I just trying to get the logistics of that in my head. So that's all I need.
But the problem is we have a swale with so much water coming down through the back. I mean, it's horrendous.
Come on, let's sit down. They're done with you.
Sir, you might want to stand up. I think there's a couple other questions for you.
Thank you.
We need to see the head.
Okay. I thought I heard you just say that you didn't get any letter from Seascape.
I have never received a letter from Seascape.
Okay. Is it under Mary Harry Wolf?
It is.
I can promise you he didn't see it, and I don't look at my email.
Well,
I have like 900 things. Go ahead.
Let him.
This speak. Is turned in with your application, this letter from Seascapes, and it matches the same exact one that gentleman just handed us. And in here it does say applications approved subject to the homeowner securing a shed permit from Sussex County.
On an email.
On what no. you've turned
our,
in.
Our computer crashed.
No, Al, he's saying that.
Hand that to them.
I sent a letter.
Can I hand that back up?
To Seascape, right?
No, you did not send a letter to Seascape. Seascape sent a letter to you telling you that you could put, your plan was approved for this 12 by 14 shed. You submitted this with your application. Are you listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
You submitted that letter that you said you didn't get with this application.
You probably sent it. I did.
No, it's not. The letter we submitted is not there. I don't know what to say. Okay. That's for here. Yeah, it is right there.
What's it?
That's an application for the park permit. That's which would you have?
Did you see that?
No, I didn't. The only thing we got was an email stating that the application for the ARC was approved. That's it. That's all we ever got. And then they mailed, in fact, the file copy came on the computer, which we printed off the computer.
Okay. No other questions?
I got one question again.
All right.
Ma'am, on your pictures of your sheds, of the shed, the only picture we've got is an A-shaped building, A-shaped shed. I did not see the other shed. Did you send a picture of that in?
Did you take a picture of that other shed?
The little one, the 6x8? No.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. You didn't send a picture of that.
The shed, the way it's sitting right now.
Let's just answer him. You didn't submit a picture. That's what he's looking for.
No, because where it's at now, it's not in violation because it's smack up against my house.
But that's the one you're going to be moving it, which is going to have a setback.
Correct.
You didn't send any pictures of that at all?
No, I didn't. Okay.
That's what I was trying to get, see where it was at. That's all I was trying to.
Okay, could we have those papers back, please? You can give them to Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any other questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
I just want to get out of here.
Madam Chair, at the table, case number 12,000.
I know.
415. Direction of entry.
I
have a chance to think about it a little bit.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to table this application to our next regular meeting, which is March 2nd. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, the application is tabled until March 2nd. And we will bring it up again under old business.
Maybe I can.
You want to add something to it?
Well, a question, and it might be for council. We were told in a previous case that the HOA required a 2-foot off the building requirement.
And at the risk of stirring this pot anymore, I'd like to know from the HOA what their position is regarding the 2-foot off the building before the next meeting.
Well, we have already tabled it.
Understood.
So there's been a motion to table that.
I've accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. Thank you.
So exactly, can I ask what that means?
We are not going to, the hearing has been closed. We will take no other comments. And on March 2nd, we will bring it up again to make a decision.
Can I make a statement, sir?
The application.
I just wanted to make a statement.
The application has been closed.
Thank you very much.
And sir, ma'am, you do not have to be here that evening. You'll see it on the agenda. You can listen to it online if you wish, or you want to call, you can call the office in the morning after the meeting for the result. But you don't have to be here for that, because this is just going to be for the board to deliberate and vote.
You're going to deliberate on this now?
No, on the next meeting on March the 2nd, the board will have an opportunity to deliberate on. What the board will do is they're going to look at the record, think about it individually, and then on the 2nd, they'll discuss.
Is there any way that I could submit the picture of the small family?
No, the record is.
It's all closed.
The record's closed at this point in time. There's nothing further to be submitted.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, thank you.